An audit on Matanuska Susitna Borough's Goose Creek Correctional Center finds facility construction cost overruns were avoidable. The Anchorage certified public accountant who conducted the audit says the report raises questions, but state and borough officials contend the accountant did not understand the intent of the legislature. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
The Goose Creek Correctional Facility is set to open soon, although lingering doubts about the costs of its construction and operations have seemingly not been put to rest. Last year, the Senate Finance Committee asked for an audit on prison costs based on concerns about cost overruns. Now Anchorage accountant John Johns says prison costs were exceeded by $50 million over restrictions set by the 2004 legislation authorizing construction of a new state prison.
Governmental accounting standards require me to communicate to the client if I observe during the course of my audit indications of fraud and illegal activity. Regrettably, I have observed both.
Johns' audit found the prison should have cost no more than $252 million. In a letter to finance co-chair Bert Stedman included in the audit, Johns says the state was not cooperative in supplying him with receipts, emails, and documentation of agreements with the Matanuska Susitna Borough regarding the prison. Johns says he's calling for an investigation into the prison budget.
There were two versions of the budget, one for public consumption, one for internal project management purposes.
Department of Corrections officials deny a secret budget, but say there were two budgets, construction and operations, based on the cost per prison bed, and that the project stayed within bed costs. DOC Director of Administrative Services Leslie Houston says the DOC stands by the calculations provided to the Senate Finance Committee in 2011.
We do not believe there are cost overruns, and what the auditor did was they lumped together several different projects and included them. Basically viewed them as all one. One item for sure is the wastewater treatment facility, which we do not view as a state project, and we did not claim those funds against the overall capital cost.
And Houston says the state cooperated fully with the audit. The Matanuska Susitna Borough paid for construction of the prison and sold bonds in December of 2008 to finance the project. Borough Purchasing Officer Russ Kraft says Johns' focus on the cost restrictions of the law, SB 65, are misleading.
He's taking the generally accepted accounting principles and applying them to a project trying to interpret legislative intent. The financing that was used by the borough in conjunction with the state actually was set by the parameters in SB 65.
Kraft says SB 65 established construction costs and the borough stayed within the lines. He says Johns' comparison of restrictions of SB 65 and actual prison costs is not accurate. Kraft agrees with Houston that the budget appears to be out of balance because Johns lumped costs of a sewer and water project in with total construction costs. Another audit sticking point seems to be the bonds sold to finance prison construction. John Johns.
I, frankly, am at a loss as to whether or not investors were told the truth about how much this project was going to cost when those bonds were sold.
The borough sold the bonds, but the state had to stand behind the credit backing them up, according to Kraft. Under the agreement between the state and the borough, the state will lease the prison facility for 25 years, and the state is already making lease payments on the prison. Those payments are paid directly to the creditors. Again, Leslie Houston.
And we did not include the interest on the bonds as part of the capital construction costs either because we started paying the lease in March of 2009 before construction was complete, that was not viewed as capital interest to the state.
Johns says he has additional information backing up his claims and that he is about ready to hand it over to his client, Senator Bert Stedman, who, along with Senator Johnny Ellis, called for the prison audit a year ago. Senator Ellis said through an aide on Monday that he had no specific comment on the audit. Senator Bert Stedman's office did not return phone calls for comment. I'm Ellen Lockyer.